The Princess and the Mouse. Once upon a time, in GWA, lived a princess so fair, the peasants would say. With hair blonde as gold and skin pure and pale, from across the known world, her suitors did sail. They came for her beauty, her hand, and her love, for such a beauty must have been sent from above. They courted her, fucked her, devoured her cunt, then forced from her castle they were with a shunt. For picky she was, all finick and whim, not even content with mouth filled to the brim. This cum is too bitter, this cock is too small, your tongue is rank amateur, sex with you does appall. They came, and they came, then left without marriage, nursing bruised shafts and whipped backs in the seats of their carriage. She's a demon, they'd cry, she cannot be tamed. One more night with this bitch, and I fear I'd be maimed. And thus did she sit, racked with sorrow so strong, for a man so primal, so muscular, so hung. But none could please her, none could fuck as deep as the man whom she wished for, whom into dreams he did creep. All toned and strong, thick hair to be gripped, pale flesh pure, ripe to be whipped. A cock so thick, so long and steel hard, with all the eloquence and filthy words of the bard. No man does enter, but a mouse does appear, with whiskers so thin and sharp nose so sheer. He looks up at her, devoted and small, insignificant yet proud, filled with ego and gall. Please, princess, be mine, for it is you whom I need. Your face and your body do fill me with greed. I will love you and please you, fuck you into the night. You will scream and you'll wail until we both see first light. So she turned to the mouse, nose perked in disgust. How could I possibly desire a dormouse in lust? You are small and pathetic, not human like I. For you, poor mouse, my cunt is quite dry. Thus the mouse did leave, sad feet skittering away, observing from afar his princess day by day. He cared for her dearly, wished to please her with love, but no matter his words, she'd push away with a shove. It was to her joy when the circus came to town, to the streets, to the peasants, to the noise, she went down. A man stood there, so fat and robust. The circus is here, see our attractions, you must. Strong men, jugglers, and clowns galore, with noise and colour into the streets the circus did pour. Greeting her kindly, the circus owner did bow. Fair tidings, my princess, to amuse you, please allow. For I have three sons of hair blonde, brown, and black. Allow them to please you, for energy they don't lack. She gazed upon them, each more handsome than the next, and deep within her, as most days, she did crave for sex. He of the black hair she did drag away, and all night in the castle she decided he'd stay. He lanced her and licked her, she moaned and did come, but just two orgasms was the night's tragic sum. And thus as he left, defeat heavy upon his shoulders, she threw torn panties into the fire and did watch them smoulder. A creature so small, suddenly evident by the fire, did beseech her, did call her, did speak of desire. Please, princess, be mine, for it is you whom I need. Your face and your body do fill me with greed. I will love you and please you, fuck you into the night. You will scream and you'll wail until we both see first light. Thus she turned to him in her nudity and shame. For this failure, it is you I shall blame. Are you but a curse, sent to deny me my joy? Go now, you must leave me, or your life I'll destroy. The next day came, afire with lust and drive, the location of the brunette from peasants she'd derive. Leading him to an alley, bereft of eye or ear, he fucked her most passionate, his cock in her rear. But he too did not please her, so weak was his will. He came far too quickly, eager to give her his fill. So as his seed did run down her leg, she decided then that his asshole she'd peg. She watched him leave, his gait wide and pained. A smile cut her face, at least some pleasure she'd gained. It was then that she noticed a shape by her feet, the mouse, her pursuer, her admirer, she did greet. "Please, princess, be mine, for it is you whom I need. Your face and your body do fill me with greed. I will love you and please you, fuck you into the night. You will scream and you'll wail until we both see first light." Then, deep within her, anger did turn to hate. "Who for does this mouse think that he waits? I am a princess, you naught but a rat. Begone, or upon you I shall soon be sat." And then there was one, the blonde circus son. By lack of opponent, perhaps her heart he had won. She'd find him and fuck him, ride him hard and fast, and surely this one, his stamina would last. Deep in the markets, flirting with peasants, she found him, so fair and handsome, so well built and trim. He took her hand and kissed it there gently. Her affections for him were now in their plenty. Back in the castle, by her ankles clothes did fall, she decided she'd waste simply no time at all. She turned then to face him, her body naked and fine. "Now," she thought, "I shall make this boy mine. Please, sir, be mine, for it is you whom I need. Your face and your body do fill me with greed. I will love you and please you, fuck you into the night. I will scream and I'll wail until we both see first light." His eyes drank her in so hungry and wide, his smile sharp, so wicked and snide. He rose from his seat so elegant and smooth, but from his place opposite her he never does move. "You are a princess, I, and me but a poor soul. I work with the circus, and I shall till I'm old. You are fickle and young, blind and so cruel. To love you forever, why, I'd be a fool. 3 times I have found you, and 3 times denied. My heart you did break, but never my pride. My cock shall remain sheathed, far from your touch, but lusty maids and servants shall enjoy me as such. I came to you honest, in word and in deed. Your heart and your body I did equally need. But you saw only body, all whiskers and tail, but now I am glad that my attempts did thus fail. You are undeserving of a cock this thick and so hard, with malice and cruelty hoisted upon your own petard. You had me truly, but now you do not. With my vacancy, not urgency, I do hope you'll besot." And thus it was realization in her mind that the man did callously leave her behind. A smile on his face and a tune on his lips, ready to fuck and suck and with maids get to grips. Thus, while the princess lay cold and alone, every servant and maid and cook he did bone. He came in their cunts, caused their moans and their cries, denying that bitch her most wanted prize. And thus is the story of the princess so blind that she could ne'er be bothered to read or to find the poster that spoke of the circus that housed the young handsome man who was also a mouse.